Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
One of our problems as Americans is that we have too much food. And when it comes to a feast day like Thanksgiving or Christmas, the problem is that we feast every day. We really do. We have so many food choices. Most of us can eat whatever we want, whenever we want. And so consequently, when we come to the table, you know, we may or may not be hungry. You know, we've eaten well the rest of the day, and okay, it's another meal. But I tell you something, there's a chapter in this book about fasting. And I think there are lots of different ways to fast. But the larger point is that there are times, Neil, when I think we need to be hungry. I think we need to experience hunger, and I think we need to experience need. And we can be afraid of that. I know I am. I'm afraid, you know, I go through times, I'm afraid to be hungry. I'm afraid to be needy. But we need to be needy because that's our true state. Yeah. That's our true state before God, that we are dependent, needy creatures. And I think sometimes we need to skip a meal. Or what I do sometimes before Thanksgiving is I'll just for several days ahead, I'll just eat very lightly, or I'll just eat rice and beans, or I'll just have bread and fruit, or I'll just draw some boundaries and experience actually what most of the rest of the world experiences, that you don't have access to everything you want all the time. It's good to experience need and hunger. And I think if you want food to really taste good, if you want to be really thankful, be hungry. Yeah. Experience need. And when we do that too, we remember and we experience just a little taste of what it's like for our brothers and sisters across the globe who do experience hunger on a daily basis.
And I would think too, probably we, and I think you address it even toward the end of the book, that we, I mean, when it's time to feast, then it's time to feast. I mean, we don't really fully enter into and appreciate the feast then if we haven't really understood the fast, perhaps.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's the same idea as sort of pain and joy. And, you know, C.S. Lewis talks about that, you know, pain is a megaphone that helps us to hear God. And without pain, we can't even experience joy. And without, joy and pain are so necessary to one another. And it's the same thing with food. There are times when, man, we just need to feast. But we can't even feast properly and feast with that, the kind of celebration and joy and worship and thanksgiving, you know, that we should have unless we have also fasted.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.